Parents, Koala Moon is now available on Storybutton, the easiest way to listen to Koala Moon and many other great kid podcasts without having to use your phone or tablet to play the episodes. Save $10 this month when you use the code KOALA at storybutton.com. Listen to all your favourite bedtime stories and more without using a screen. Learn more at storybutton.com. Hey, Abby here. You can listen to this episode in full by joining the Coco Club today. You'll unlock the weekly Wednesday episode, enjoy ad-free listening, and help support Koala Moon so we can keep making the show. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, or for all other podcast players, click the Supercast link in the show notes. Anyway, here's a preview of this very special episode. Kira the panda was a little black and white bundle of excitement. She pulled the flyer from beneath her pillow, pressing it flat with her paws and whispering it aloud to herself. "The Mystical Market," she read. "Live in Sleepy Forest for 4 full days. For all your potion needs and enchantment dreams. Be mesmerized by magicians." It all sounded so wonderful, Kira thought. Potions, enchantments, and magicians were right up her street. But it was the last line of the leaflet that really had her excited. "Visit the fortune teller's tent and find out your future." Kira spends a lot of time thinking about 3 things. One is bamboo. That's obvious, she is a panda after all. The second is about having adventures in Sleepy Forest with her brother Coco. Together they've explored almost every corner of the forest, climbing to the tops of the highest trees and disappearing into the deepest caves. But the third thing Kira secretly thinks about, more than anyone else knows, is her future. She longs to have a sneak peek into the future, just to check that everything will work out wonderfully. She doesn't need or want to know all that will happen, but it would be nice to not worry about it. Kira has to wait an entire day for the Mystic Market to open. It feels like one of the longest days of all time, as if somebody has squeezed extra hours in there and all the clocks and watches in the world are playing a trick on her. Her friends and Coco are all heading straight to the main white billowing tent, eager to see bubbling potions and sparkling enchantments as promised on the posters that have appeared on the trees in Sleepy Forest in recent weeks. But Kira, mumbling an excuse about nothing in particular, disappears in the opposite direction. She is headed to see the fortune tellers, and nothing, no potions, no enchantments, and certainly no magicians, are going to distract her from this mission. The tent is long and low and divided into multiple little rooms. The roof is as dark as the night sky and dotted with glowing stars, each twinkling with promises of magic. There is a low and constant mumble of voices as fortunes are told and received. Outside one of the rooms, a string of dream catchers turn and twinkle in a soft breeze running through the tent, their feathers floating through the air and beads sparkling as they flash into beams of candlelight. Kira takes in a deep breath and smells the incense in the air, with scents that whisk her away to hidden corners of India and China and the heart of the Amazon, places where all the world's finest mystics and soothsayers live. Listen to the full episode by joining the Coco Club. Unlock the entire back catalogue of Coco Club exclusives and enjoy all episodes completely ad-free.